Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
At 97.3.
Hey, it's Sarah and Vinny. Thanks for listening to our podcast.
Remember, you can see us live every day and watch video replays at radioalice.com/watch.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Oh, thank God we're back. It's like the real world has entered my
conscious world. Thank God.
Thank
God for Mondays. Woo! Oh.
Amen.
Everybody survive? Oh, even Hooman's
here.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I think you and I are worked for different reasons, but let's hear yours.
Why are you worked?
I'm worked. I surfed a lot, and then the missus is on a bachelorette party weekend.
Oh, boy. Oh.
God only knows what's going on there.
Where is she?
They're in San Diego.
Oh, right, San Diego.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the weekend that doesn't end?
I can only imagine. I mean, I don't know.
Were there any strippers involved?
I don't know. How would I know that?
I mean, come on.
You think I'm gonna?
You don't care about that,
right? Party.
Do I care about a stripper?
Yeah.
No. Do I care? Does she get to do stuff to the stripper?
No.
No, that's not okay.
But if she's just sitting there.
Yeah, she's just sitting there.
I
mean, first of all,
bumps his junk on her face, a little mushroom slap.
Yeah, I don't want any mushroom slaps. No.
Yeah. Unless she scrubs her face real good after.
It's pretty important that they don't tell me that, though, because I really don't want to have that in my mind's eye.
Yeah, just don't imagine it happening to her.
Why?
Right,
then
now.
You could do your own little act.
Yeah.
Was it like this?
Well,
Did he do it like that?
Oh, you mean to her?
Yeah.
I was going to say, oh, we're going to go into revenge now, and I'm going to start going to...
No.
Great.
You would never do that.
I'm going to go get some guy to rub his junk on my face, too. I'll show you.
Come and get over here.
All right. How did this just happen to me?
I don't know.
Oh,
it was just
boy.
The question.
That's just fun. Just fun to think
no,
about.
None of that was fun.
God, I knew I wanted to come back here for a reason.
That wasn't.
So I could have that in my mind.
The revenge I had in mind at all. I lost on both sides of that deal.
Yeah, I feel like you won. Winning.
Really?
And so did Hooman. I mean, let's face it.
Oh, boy.
Anyway.
Sorry about that, Vin.
Thanks so much. So, yeah, I was with the kids. Kids are hard, dude. Oh, my God.
Well, they're nonstop.
They are non.
They're needy, huh?
I went surfing Saturday morning, so my mom helped. Got back, took her straight to her kid gym for like 2 hours.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's fun, though. You can just sit in the car, right? I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, you have to. Anyway, I took her. Then where did I take her? It was like all day.
Wait,
oh, then I took
the
her
baby.
To the pool. Yeah. Then I took her to the pool. Then I took her. Then we had dinner. Then my mom took her to a movie, and I got the bait. So then we switched.
Wow.
Holy. At the end of the day, I was like, what in the hell?
They just need to be watched.
And mom's off getting mushroom slapped? how did I get this deal?
Yeah, winning.
Lucky.
Jesus.
Isla must have just knocked out, though, after that
That was a day.
Yeah, it was killer.
That's what you got to do, though. You got to run kids until they're exhausted.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Otherwise, they're just too much energy at night, and you're like, oh, God, I'm so not up for this.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's you're doing it late in life. That's another thing, too. You know, it's tough.
Tired.
I was like,
all
I want to do.
Like, go away.
I restarted Stranger Things season 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just finished, or no, I'm not quite finished with season 2.
Yeah.
So I want to start season 3, but I can't. Get done.
Yeah.
A kid, get out of here. When is bed?
When is
Dad, it's 3 o'clock. Still, can you just go to bed? God. She didn't. She wouldn't.
When is the little woman coming home?
Later today.
Okay. Well, that's good. And your mom's just staying through the whole upcoming nuptials.
Whatever.
Oh, man, that is coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is the next big stop.
It sure is.
I feel
is.
Like we're marking time until then.
I totally feel the
same
way.
Nah, I got stuff to do before then.
Yeah, no, not
wedding
you.
Stuff.
Talking about
oh.
us.
Oh, okay.
We're not concerned nothing. About you. No. It's us.
Yes.
I have my anyway. Dress coming. I ordered two dresses because I wasn't sure. So
God, I don't even know what I'm wearing.
Yeah.
Forget about it. Speaking about us, let's talk about your party. I didn't see one post. I'm sitting there going, I know my people are raging, and I'm not seeing about it.
I put stories up.
Yeah, you could look at stories.
Yeah, me too. I
Who
put
looks
a story
at
up.
Stories? Can't you guys just post pictures?
I know.
I don't know. It's just easier to put up and not worry
I
about
I got
it.
Like 300 people that post stories. I never know. I never see stories.
Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like stories. I don't look at stories.
I don't look at them either.
You have to scroll across those little circles to get to the people that you want to see.
Just can't post things in picture? The feed, for God's sake. Stop with the stories. I've spoken.
Anyway.
Hooman's a story
guy. Was it the best party of all time?
It was a good party. It was solid. There were a few people who didn't show that I missed.
Me? And,
yes, of course you. But just people that had said that they were going to come and then just didn't. And
Who?
Just a couple people.
Who?
Like, Owen Harrington said he was going to come. I was super bummed because he didn't come. This bass player I know, Dwayne.
Dwayne didn't go?
Yeah, I know. I was super bummed.
Where's Dwayne's problem?
I don't know. But we had, the rock out room was all set up. It was fun. It was good. It was a great party. I liked it. I'm thinking next year I'll go a little smaller. It's just a lot. It's just so much work. And then I swear to God, on Friday, we spent, it was just cleanup day. Mm. All we did was clean all day. And it's still like, oh.
Really?
It's just, place gets trashed.
What kind of thugs are you inviting?
I don't know, the kind with kids, I guess. I don't know. Everything was staring. I keep touching stuff. I'm like, oh, what's on this?
Do an adult only party.
How
next
many
time.
People? 50?
50 or 60, probably.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yeah, it is a lot.
All day.
Well, you did a great job at the
thank you so
the
much.
Cornhole.
Yeah, thing. That was difficult to
organize. The megaphone.
Yeah.
Oh boy, you handed him one of those.
In
huh?
his
in your backyard.
Had to get it. Well, you need it because it's
poor
just
neighbors.
Sort of yellow.
It was really funny. I love that.
It was Bryn's birthday that day.
Thanks.
Your kid is so cute. His kid. I don't know what it is about my husband John. Like he's kind of a
that
kid
was a
whisperer.
Story I posted. I'll show you a video later.
It's just thanks. Unreal. Like
oh, I that kid. See, that kid was
come
he wearing
near me.
Some dumb shirt?
Yeah,
he's wearing a red, white, blue flag.
I did
flag
see that.
Yeah, it was adorable. But what you didn't hear maybe in the background was Hooman on the megaphone saying, "Kids off the field! Get the kid off the field! John, move the kid off the field!" It was just hilarious.
I didn't hear that. No.
Because Hooman is so serious.
That kid just, she's like, into John.
Oh, sweet.
And nobody else.
Nobody else.
Nobody else.
Like, he'll take her, she'll take his hand, she'll walk around with him.
Uh-huh. Actually, Hooman, she likes Hooman.
Oh, she likes Hooman?
Yeah, we did a few little things together, but I couldn't.
Isn't that funny?
I couldn't spend time
Well, no,
with
you
those.
Were busy.
I was busy.
You were running the party. Yeah.
And, my lesbian friends showed up. They didn't, their invitation wasn't rescinded.
It wasn't.
Oh, yes. Those
Susan
girls,
and Becky.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Susan and
They
Becky.
Brought a friend That's right. who did a little concert for us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was she?
She's good.
Singing?
Yeah. She's Canadian, so of course I had to put on
Wait,
my Canadian accent.
She did
accent.
A concert for you?
Oh, yeah. She's like some pop star in,
well,
in
did
Canada.
You, did you go, listen, I'm the singer around here. I don't, I don't, I don't.
Sit down,
well, in my
lady.
Head I was like, thinking that, but I was, I had to let her go.
This isn't your venue. This is my venue.
No, it was fine. It was great.
It wasn't great.
It
you
was.
Didn't like it at all.
I did like it. It was fine.
You wanted her to stop.
I didn't.
Will you invite
didn't?
Her next year?
No, those guys are not invited next year. I'm going really small next year. What I realized about it was that although, it's super fun and it's just great to see everyone and that's sort of my reason. I just don't get to talk to anyone. Mm. I don't get to sit down and have a moment with anyone. Like I'd rather have 10 parties over the course of the year and have all different people come to them and just, 20 people would be great.
Yeah, that is something. The thing. You're always running around.
I know.
Trying to help everybody and you don't get a chance to sit down yourself.
And I really did think a couple times oh man, I really wanted to talk to this person or that person or you just have a second to talk to them and then someone's like, hey, can I need help with the ice thing.
The ice thing.
Yeah, we had a little snow
Slushy.
Cone maker.
I was going to say, it's a fun. Cooler, fool. Just open it up, get your drink out, and then you...
That was a hit with the kids.
Slam it down.
The snow cone machine is great because the kids can do it themselves, and it's loud and scary and fun. And it was great. We had a good time.
Good.
And then, so I had a couple friends in town for the whole weekend.
Who was that?
Rick and Steve. Good Rick and
right.
Village.
That's right.
So
how are they?
great. And we just, I mean, the jam never stopped at my house. Like, I sang my freaking lungs out.
Well, it
every
stopped while
day.
That Canadian singer sang. What the hell's going on here?
Wow, you are so.
The chick out of here.
It was great. Be humble. Bitch, sit down. No, she was great.
Was she?
She was.
Uh huh.
Yeah. Doing all our songs.
Was she?
I left. I didn't stay too long after that.
Yeah, well,
wanted to watch the fireworks from my house, and then I came home. It was completely foggy in San Francisco. Yeah.
That's what people said.
They were firing fireworks into clouds, and you just see like a flash in the background. I'm like, there are people from here from 10 a.m. until 9 p.m.
Waiting
right. for this.
And the fog rolls in. That's what it does.
For
you gotta
Carl
go in.
Carl! Yeah. Darn, you curses
yeah,
you,
we
Carl.
We didn't have fireworks, and they weren't awesome at our house. So.
What? You didn't
I
have
just,
them?
We didn't
what
have
does
any.
That mean?
And they weren't awesome.
Oh, I see. I got you. Right.
Yeah. They weren't awesome at all.
I don't know if we're supposed to talk about this, but do you know about Village's girlfriend?
Oh, I know
he
about
has
her.
A girlfriend now?
Oh, boy.
Is you that didn't. Bad?
I don't know.
What about it?
Well, she lives in the Philippines. Yeah, you met her on Facebook.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
Like a married, three kids. Thing.
She's married?
Yeah.
Wait.
If she's married.
She's married.
She's married.
Yeah, she's married.
I don't think you were
kids.
Supposed to tell us that part. Yeah,
we're gonna tell it. I'm telling the whole thing. I'm just like, I don't say anything about it. It's not my business. And he's going to the Philippines.
Still married.
Oh, wow.
Oh, but they're
divorce.
Separated.
Yes, divorce is illegal there or something.
Oh,
you have to get
okay.
a null.
Well, come on. That's
whoa.
A
yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
I mean, she's gonna move here, right?
No.
What?
He's
he has to
move
there?
He can't right now.
He
can't now, but
why?
Because
he
of
just
his
goes
knees.
And, yeah, he goes and visits. And,
what? Because of his knees?
He's
yeah.
got to get some done
he
with
has,
his knees.
He has double braces on his knees.
Yeah, yeah. He's like a cyborg now. It's funny. He's got like
shape.
All these. Yeah, he's
in
not.
Shape.
What is this from?
Work.
What does he do for a living?
He installs radar systems at airports.
Oh, wow.
Something. But he rolled a knee, and he's already
rolled
had some,
a knee. I don't even know what that means.
I don't know. He
rolled
fell,
it.
He like tripped and over a cable and fell and
wow.
wrapped up his knee, and
oh,
his other
Lord.
Knee was already kind of racked up.
Now and both are out.
It's not funny.
And his girlfriend's in the Philippines.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's not from his hot girlfriend in the Philippines?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. He's only been there to see her once, but you know they're in love. All
he loves her.
Yes, they are on the phone. At all times.
So he was on the phone
the entire time.
Yeah, while you guys partied.
He kept walking out, yeah.
Walk
he
out,
must have FaceTimed
her. FaceTime
10 times.
Her.
Wow.
Whenever we were jamming, she was there watching.
Jamming also.
Just part of them.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's bogus.
I know.
That's
he's
bogus.
In love.
Come on.
He's in love with her.
Dude, put her down for two. Put your girlfriend down.
Can't
well,
do
Rick
it.
Rick and Steve were kind of like on the side by themselves because I felt like they were. You know, East Coast. And
yeah, you
we're
know,
not really these California.
Don't know anybody.
West Coast thing was it,
going
there was a whole.
Yeah, there was. There was. They were kind of like huddled
yeah.
together.
Oh, that's
and
too
just,
bad.
Oh, that is a bummer.
Well,
they've met
know.
Several of your friends.
Yeah, yeah
they know
they
everybody.
Were, they were totally fine. They, but
yeah, but if
Village
he's busy
for sure
with his girlfriend,
busy with the girlfriend. I think Rick was probably going, "Hey, man, you should probably put that thing down. We should go talk to people."
Yeah.
No, they had a great time. They left yesterday.
That doesn't sound great. It sounds like he was so caught up with his girlfriend that.
Oh no! He, I
no,
mean,
for him it was great.
For him it was great.
Don't you? Okay,
for everyone else it would have been weird.
If yeah. you're the girlfriend, like, don't you go? Listen.
No, you go. I need to see everything about your life.
Go have fun. Call me on your way out of town.
She's probably a lot like him. You know what I mean? I don't think she's got a lot.
You
going
mean crazy?
On yeah, I mean crazy.
Married with kids? I don't know.
Yeah. And double knee braces.
Yeah. But it was an epic weekend. What did you guys do?
I hung out at the Bay Club a lot, actually.
Oh.
I got a little sunburn.
You did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Had some work done.
What do you mean
nice.
Work done?
Just gets facial. Buffed and scrubbed.
Get oh. Botox.
Facial and
peeled.
No, but I am thinking about it. Yeah, I got a little stuff going on in my eyebrows and just hung out at by the pools.
You left to get your teeth worked on, too.
Oh, I did. On...
Tuesday.
Oh, let us see. They look
what's
good.
What's going on?
No. I went to the guy that's going to do my implants. I loved him. Like, they're like, let's get you in for x-rays, blah, blah, blah. I go, no. I need to meet the doctor first and make sure we get along.
Because
otherwise, I will move on to the next office.
Right.
I have to make sure, you know.
Yes.
I trust him and I like him.
Yeah.
And he was the sweetest man ever. Oh. It was so great.
How old is he?
Unfortunately, I don't know, 50s, maybe early 50s.
Oh, I don't like this, unfortunately.
Well, so
what,
they
is
did,
he Canadian?
They did the molding. Yes, and he performed for me.
Great.
They did the moldings.
Yes.
And then when they pulled it out, they ripped out my bridge.
So, those moldings are tough.
Oh my
tough
God, your
too
bridge is stuck.
It's hard to breathe with those things in.
Uh-huh.
Oh, it goes down your throat.
Yeah, you're like,
hideous.
No. Oh my God, how long are you going to make me wait? Back in 15, you're like, what?
But I'm going to joke to that.
Right. So, so they put it back in and then freaking came out the next day. So I'm like, oh God, this is such a drag. It's so awful. And now I have to wait for the insurance company to okay, because it's such a large amount of money that it's going to take about 4 to 6 weeks before they can even start. Jeez. I'm hoping if I call the insurance company this week, I'm hoping that they could.
But then you're going to be done
with that part.
Oh,
no, there's still, there's always more. There's always more. Human, you feel me, right?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Just like the mouth stuff never stops.
It feels that way, Sarah. Probably like, when I'm 70, in my deathbed, I'm going to have perfect teeth.
All right. Me too.
What's going on with your back and your teeth?
How are you?
Well, I got to go back to the dentist tomorrow, so I'm flying down in the morning.
So she asked about your back, and you're still on the teeth.
Well, no, she said, how's your back and your teeth? Starting with number two. Back is okay. I went and saw the pain management specialist last week, and they want me to do a bunch of tests. So I'm going to be doing those tests over the next
studying for
3 weeks, right?
The teeth isn't why you're not coming in. It's your back, right?
It's there's a overall health thing that they're kind of looking at to see if everything's like running properly.
Who's they?
The doctors.
There's a team.
A team of doctors?
Yeah.
Do they have medical licenses?
Yeah. They're all legit. Everyone.
Are you the research project?
Or is this like a guy named Bill at the oxygen bar?
No. You know there's one on Pier 39. Have you ever been?
No, why would I do that? There's air all around me.
No, these are legit. And this week, hopefully I'll get in to do some of these tests. And then the next week, and I'll keep you posted.
Well, I'm looking forward to September when you come back 3 days
Thanks
a week.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Oh, that's 3 days. We ramp up to 3 days in September.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
January 1st, we're back to 5 days a week.
Oh, whoa.
Damn.
Whoa.
Well, that'll be about a year of this. Anyway, everyone, good morning.
Yay!
We're back.
You know, I have this vision of you behind a bush yelling,
Canada, go home! Get out of here!
What is the matter with you?
Canada!
Why do you think I was opposed to musicians rocking out at
Who
my party?
Who brought the
bitch?
No?
Why do you think that?
I don't know, because you like to sing so much.
It's true.
She's I do like love singing. On your stage, you're like, what the hell?
Well, I like everyone to sing, you know?
Uh-huh. Until they kick in a second song and you're like, what the?
Well, I would say that if I have any complaint about her, it was that nobody knew any. I mean, she was really, truly doing a concert, so it wasn't like, you know, usually it's a sing-along. Like, everyone sings every song.
That
Not that
weird.
I want to sing every song. I do want to sing every song, but I don't, you
so
know,
I'm
I
right.
want everyone to be.
You were behind a bush yelling stuff.
I wasn't, but I definitely did feel
like.
Get off
my stage!
Well, you know, get out of that chair.
Cameron, throw something at that bitch. Here's a hatchet.
Throw up on her.
Anywho.
Right.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, KLC, KLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show will be right back after this.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.